first of all, when were the Aardwolf cubs actually born and how many do you have?
The litter was born on April 1st. It was a nice surprise for the breeders, for the keepers. The babies are four, actually. These are two males and two females, and they are being taken care of by the female, who is a skilled mother. She already had three litters. This is her third litter, and the babies look safe and sound. They were checked by the veterinarians last week, and everything seems okay. The babies are very agile, as it's typical for the babies of Aardwolves, and everything is developing very fine. So we expect them to start exploring the outside enclosure within a few weeks, so the visitors will be able to see them as well.
This is being described as quite a rare success. Why is breeding Aardwolves in Europe such a big deal?
Very much indeed. The Aardwolves are specialists in food. They basically forage on termites, small insects in the wild. So they're very, very complicated in terms of diet. And for that reason, European zoos have already always struggled with finding the right diet for them to stay healthy in human care. So the first challenge was this. Then also the species is rather solitary, or to be very precise, we were not very sure about their sociality. So for that reason, we had to start developing breeding programs based on how the animals would deal with each other, whether they were able to stay together all time or stay separated and only introduced to each other during mating period and stuff. So that was another challenge. And also in terms of displaying the species to the visitors, the species is rather nocturnal, so they would sleep most of the day. So to build an enclosure for the species that is sort of interesting for the visitors, that is another challenge. And for all those reasons, Aardwolves were not present in non-European collections for quite a long time. So there had been no breeding for over 30 years until 2024, where the first litter of our female was born. And ever since, there have been three successes.
A lot of our listeners might have never seen an Aardwolf. What makes it different from other hyenas? What does it look like?
That is quite correct. They're rare in human captivity and they're very elusive in the wilderness. So the main reason how to differ Aardwolves from other hyena species, there are four hyena species, is their size. They're the smallest ones. So if you see a spotted hyena, that is quite common and quite well known. They are much smaller. They would weigh about 14 kilos maximum if adults. They're striped. And they have a mane that makes them bigger in case they feel threatened. In that time, they would sort of like rise the mane to appear much bigger. And the species has beautiful, what we call stockings on their legs. So their legs are blackish with some nice pattern. Their teeth are adapted to their food. So if you could check their teeth, they look like beaks, I would say, to be able to chew on termites. They are quite significant in terms of ears. Their ears are huge and it makes them look very special and, I would say, cute.
Your zoo is now quite unique in that it keeps all existing hyena species, including the brown hyena. What does that mean in terms of conservation or research?
Well, all the hyena species are quite endangered because of humans interfering with their natural habitats, habitat destruction, human-wildlife conflict, and other factors as well. But to be very correct, Aardwolves are not critically endangered in our wilderness. There are threats, and their numbers are most decreasing. There are several projects being run in the wilderness, so conservation is developing for the species. And of course, there are many other reasons for the zoos to keep animals in their collections. There is science, there is research, education, and everything like that. For all those reasons, it is quite important to be able to study and at least display animals like hyenas.